This is an executive summary of 1031 Exchange Equity and Debt Matching Explained, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. One of the most common ways investors accidentally fall short of full deferral in a 1031 exchange is by overlooking the debt side of the matching rules. To fully defer the gain, it's not enough to reinvest all your cash proceeds, you must also replace the debt you paid off. The full requirement has two parts: acquire replacement property of equal or greater value, which requires matching both your equity and your debt, and reinvest all your equity. An investor who reinvests their cash but takes on less debt than they paid off creates mortgage boot, taxable gain, even though they reinvested all their cash. Understanding this two-part matching of equity and debt is essential to achieving full deferral. This guide explains the equal or greater value rule, replacing your equity, replacing your debt, adding cash to avoid boot, and worked examples that clarify the mechanics. The foundational rule for full deferral is that you must acquire replacement property of equal or greater value than the net sale price of the relinquished property. Value here means the net sale price, the gross price minus selling costs. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.